You're very welcome to this episode of Out and About with Maurice O'Connor, Niall Slevin and Tom O'Keefe. And to say that this episode is special, well, that is an understatement, and I'll explain why. Christmas was fast approaching and we've had a strange year. We've had COVID-19, lockdowns, travel restrictions, and sometimes these travel restrictions prevented families from meeting up and seeing each other. So we wanted this episode to have a very uplifting, joyful Christmas theme. So myself, Maurice and Tom, we sat down to try to come up with an idea, and we couldn't. So we tried again, and we still couldn't. So we tried for the third time, but still couldn't come up with any ideas. And then, as if by magic, we received an email to cryoutandabout@gmail.com. And this email started with, "Ho, ho, ho. Dear Maurice, Niall and Tom, and everyone in CRY 104 FM in y'all." Then I realised who had sent the email. I said, "Maurice, Tom, come over here and have a look at this." And we looked at the email, and it was from Santa Claus. And he had the best idea for a Christmas episode ever.
"Hello everyone from CRY 104 FM. We hope you're having a very, very good Christmas. And all the boys and girls are getting ready for Christmas as well. Anyway, myself and Mrs. Claus would like to invite Tom O'Keefe." I remember Tom when he was a wee fella. "Niall and Maurice over to the North Pole to the workshop, so we can have a chat and say hello to all the girls and boys in Ireland. Now, I know there's a lot of travel restrictions in Ireland, as everywhere else in the world at the moment, but that's not a problem. What we'll do is, when you go to sleep tomorrow, have a glass of warm milk before you go to bed. And when you dream, we will carry you off to the North Pole by magic, which we can't tell you how we do it, but it's a secret. But we'll carry the three of you off to the North Pole, and Tom can set up the equipment, and Niall can turn those things he turns, and Maurice can sit down, and we'll have a good old chat. I hope you like the idea. Oh, and a very happy Christmas to everyone in CRY 104 FM. Talk to you tomorrow night."
I'm so excited for tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells. Right, better give Maurice and Tom a call. Make sure they're okay. Okay, 024. Right, here we go. Da, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, 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 oh. Hey, Maurice. Yeah, Niall. Yeah. Are you all ready for tonight? You're in your pajamas already? I know, it's only 4 o'clock. But, hey, that's grand. Bring a woolly hat as well. Yeah, I know. It'll get cold in the North Pole, Maurice. And Wellingtons, you've got Wellingtons as well. Yeah, good. Could snow, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Great idea. Yeah. Yeah, great. Okay. Okay, I'll ring Tom. I'll ring Tom, make sure he's ready. Okay. Right. Jingle bells roll. We're all excited. Right. Tom. Right. 0-2-1. Hey, Tom. Yeah, how are you? Yeah, Niall. Yeah. You've got all the equipment? All the microphones? Under your bed? Great idea. And mic stands and cables? Yeah, under your bed? Okay, talk to you later. Everything is ready. Maurice is ready and he's asleep. And Tom's asleep and I'm very tired. I'm going to go to bed myself. I've got my woolly hat on. I've brought my coat in case it gets cold in the North Pole. And I might just fall asleep here now. Oh.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, I love that song. It's a great song for this time of year. Jingle. Oh, there's a knock at the door. I wonder who that could be. Yeah, I suppose it could be the postman delivering all the letters from all the children all over the world. He has to come 4 or 5 times a day now. There's so many of them. It's great to see all the children's letters. I love them. But I better go and answer the door. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, look who it is. It's Maurice O'Connor and Niall Sleven and Tom O'Keefe. And lads, you're very, very welcome up here to the North Pole and to Santa's workshop.
Oh, wow. Look at all the toys.
Oh, it's so good to see you. We're very excited about having Maurice, Tom, and Niall here.
There's a train set. That's your favourite.
Oh, look at... Actually, Mrs. Claus told me you were going to drop in and let us say hello to all the boys and girls in Ireland. And we're so excited because we're going to be there in a few days' time. Now, a lot of them will be asleep, so they won't know what's happening. But when they wake up on Christmas morning, that's my favorite. They wake up on Christmas morning and they'll see all their surprises and little presents. Oh, they're going to be so happy. But come on in, boys. Come on in. You're very, very welcome to the North Pole and to Santa's Grotto, where we make all the toys and organize everything. And we're actually loading the sacks as we speak. And we'll make sure all the girls and boys in Ireland get a present on Christmas Eve.
Best Christmas ever.
Thank you, Santa, for bringing
the best
us the
North ever. Pole. We're in the North Pole.
Thank you, Santa.
Also, boys, come on in and sit in front of the big fire there. And I'm sure Mrs. Claus will come in a few minutes with some treats and some drinks so we can sit down and have a chat. But before we do that, I just want to say Sinead from y'all, she's 4 years of age. Don't worry, we've got your Christmas card. And thank you very, very, very much. And your list of presents, well, they're already in the sack marked for y'all. So there's no problem there. So a very happy Christmas, Sinead. And we won't see you because you'll be fast asleep. But we'll be visiting you on Christmas Eve. And also... I want to say a special hello to Ruby Hannon. Now, she's from Glenagluck, just near y'all, but she fell and hurt herself a couple of months ago. Now, she's back on her feet or back on her elbow. But we've got your Christmas list and we're looking at it and we've checked it twice and you've been a very good girl. So has your little brother and your sister. So we wish all the Hannons a very, very happy Christmas. Now, Maurice, do you have a question you'd like to ask me?
I do, Father Christmas, I do. Father Christmas, it's so big here with so many toys and different types of toys and how do you make them all? It's huge.
That's such a good question, Maurice. Very, very good question indeed. How do we make so many toys for so many children all around the world? Well, Maurice and Niall, not forget, it can be a little bit of magic as well. But really, we have departments. We have a department with elves that make bicycles, and we have some elves that just make dolls and dolls' houses, and we even have a department that does nothing but design stuff. Would you believe it? Yeah, we design it and then we build it and we send it to the test department and they test it and make sure it works and then the year after that it goes into production in its own department. So we have many, many departments that make a lot of toys and as I was saying, it's a little bit of magic, but we have to keep that secret. So I can't tell you what magic we use, but that's how we make all the toys for all the children around the world at Christmas time.
Hiya, Santa. How you doing? It's. Can I ask you a question? I just was wondering, there's so many children in the world and so many houses and the world is so big. How do you deliver all the presents and travel so far, so fast in just one night?
Oh, that's a very, very good question, Niall. And it reminds me of when you were a little lad, you would always want a chemistry set or some science books. Oh, so you always had the interest in a little bit of science. I have to say, it's a little bit of magic. And like all magic, you have to keep it secret. But I will tell you something. We have 9 reindeers. We have Dancer, we have Dasher, we have Prancer, Vixen, Comet, and Cupid, Dancer, and Blitzen. And of course, Rudolph for those foggy nights. Oh, we couldn't forget Rudolph. Now, before Christmas Eve, Mrs. Claus goes out and they get fed Stardust. Yep, that's a secret recipe. Now, Stardust only Santa can get. It's a secret how we get it, but it's magical. And we feed the reindeer Stardust, and that lets them travel almost at the speed of light on starlight. It's brilliant stuff altogether. Now, it makes them a bit tired, so they're glad to get back in the morning, and they have a big feed for Christmas, and they're very, very happy. But now, I must admit, Dasher and Dancer are the ones that like the Stardust the best because they just can't get enough of it. They're eating it, oh, and they're so eager to get going on Christmas Eve. But after all, we travel at the speed of light, and that gives us a little bit of spare time in each house to maybe have a glass of milk or a mince pie. I love the mince pies. And of course, a carrot for Rudolph. He's very fond of carrots. Keeps them going. And all the reindeer love a bit of carrot as well, must admit. And cookies. They're very partial to cookies. But that's how we do it. Now, that's a little bit of a secret which I don't want you to tell everyone. As if they don't know already.
Hey, Santa, that's a great idea. And I bet you NASA would love to get some of that Stardust, and then they could fly the space shuttles and all the rockets really quickly. But that's a secret that only you have. But I have a question. So when Mrs. Claus goes out on Christmas Eve to feed all the reindeer, how does she know all their names? Because there's 9 of them. Is there some way she remembers them? Has she got them written down on a notepad or something like that?
No, such a clever question. Now, I can tell you one thing, and this is for certain. Mrs. Claus never forgets anything. She could tell you how many mince pies I had in 1937. Oh, that was a cold year. Ooh, I still shiver thinking about it. All of the milk almost froze solid, and I nearly had the first milk ice pop. But anyway, Mrs. Claus has a little secret. She has this special song that she sings because all the reindeers on Christmas Eve are so excited because they love more than anything in the world. They love traveling around on Christmas Eve, making sure that all the children get nice little presents and a surprise in the morning. And they love it so much. They're all excited. It's like the best day of the whole year, without a doubt. So Mrs. Claus has this song. And I tell you what we can do. Why don't we play it, and all the children can learn the names of the reindeers and maybe sing along. And I hope Morris and yourself, Niall, will join in. So have a listen and see what you think.
Look up! What do you see? It's Santa's sleigh being pulled by 9 little reindeer.
1 little, 2 little, 3 little reindeer. 4 little, 5 little, 6 little reindeer. 7 little, 8 little, 9 little reindeer. Pulling Santa's sleigh.
Hey, do you know all their names? There's Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, and Vixen. Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen. Wait a minute, that's only 8. Who's the last one? Oh yeah, that's easy. It's Rudolph. Now, let's count them backwards.
9 little, 8 little, 7 little reindeer. 6 little, 5 little, 4 little reindeer. 3 little, 2 little, 1 little reindeer. Pulling Santa's sleigh.
There they go. Hey, let's count them as they pass in front of the moon.
1 little, 2 little, 3 little reindeer.
Four little, five little, six little reindeer. Seven little, eight little, nine little reindeer. Pulling Santa's sleigh. Pulling Santa's sleigh.
I hope all the girls and boys enjoyed that little song. And I hope it helps you remember the names of all the reindeers. And just like Mrs. Claus uses them to feed them the stardust. And Morris, you have a question for me.
Do Father Christmas, do all the elves in the whole world work in Santa's workshop in the North Pole? And do they ever go on holiday? And where do they go when they go on holiday?
That's a wonderful question. And do you know what? In North Pole and in Santa's workshop, we have a whole office. And it just tells us where all the elves are all the time. Because we have an awful lot of elves all around the world. And what they do is they keep us up to date with where all the children will be on Christmas Eve. So if someone is going to their granny's house for Christmas, or if they're going to their cousin's house or their uncle's house, they don't have to worry, because we will already know, and we will drop the presents off to exactly where they are. And even if you've moved house sometime during the year, and we have an updated address, and there's never a problem finding you. We know exactly where you are on Christmas Eve. And all the elves, then they come back to the North Pole on Christmas morning, and we have a great big party all Christmas Day. Oh, it's a great party we have, because all the hard work is done for that year. And then we have the whole day, and we sit in front of the fire, and we sing songs, and we eat. You know what we eat, don't you? We eat mince pies. Well, I do anyway. And sometimes I have to be honest, maybe I have a little snooze in the afternoon. But that's only for a short time. And then I wake up again, and we have another sing a song, and we laugh around. Always the best day of the year. And then later on, some of the elves go on holiday. Some of them like fishing. They go fishing. Some of them like skiing. And we have some adventurous elves that even love parachuting. Would you believe that? I see Tom is over there looking at the train sets and the car racing sets and the Xboxes and the PlayStations. I think I know what Tommy wants for his Christmas present. But before we go, Thomas, would you have a question you would like to ask me?
yes, please, Father Christmas. Yes, please, Father Christmas. I was just wondering, why does Morris and Niall and me sound a bit like elves when we talk?
Well, I would say you're lucky to sound like elves. But to be honest with you, that's our magic box. And what it does, we call it the Santa Universal Language Converter. A big word. Now, I don't understand exactly how it works, but it was designed by one of our cleverest elves, and his name is Shimmy Uppetree. And Shimmy, could you explain how it works, please? Oh, that's weird. That's very good. He's such a clever elf, that Shimmy Uppetree. But that bell that we just heard from the old clock is telling us that it's time we have to bring you back to Dreamy World. If we don't get you back too soon, you could wake up in the middle of the North Pole. That would be a bit frightening, wouldn't it? But don't you worry about a thing. We'll get you back safe and sound. I tell you what, let's just before we go, let's have one more song, and then all the girls and boys can sing along, and we'll be ready for Christmas then. So are you ready? Okay.
Up on the housetop, reindeer paws, Out jumps good old Santa Claus, down through the chimney with lots of toys, all for the little ones' Christmas joys. Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop, click, 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 down through the chimney with old Saint Nick. First come the stockings in a row, filled with goodies top to toe. Then to the tree old Santa springs, to place the presents that he brings. Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop, click, 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 down through the chimney with old Saint Nick. Everything delivered from his sack, Santa has a cookie snack. Back to the reindeer and the sleigh, into the night they fly away. Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop, click, 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 down through the chimney with old Saint Nick.
That's one of my favorite Christmas songs. I love it. Now, it's getting a bit late, so before we bring Morris and Tom and Niall back to Ireland, we just want to wish everyone in Ireland, all the boys and girls and everyone listening to CRY in y'all, we wish you a very, 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 very happy Christmas. So don't forget, boys and girls, go to sleep early, nice and early on Christmas Eve. And have a very, very, very happy Christmas.